This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. Check out the web. It's a show that's empowering you to live a better lifestyle. And our team members all around the country are empowering you to do that as well. I'm going to kick off this segment on the phones with Glenda. Hi, Glenda.
I'm having a problem with, I've had a history of reoccurring DVT, and I am 55 and postmenopausal, and I have no hormones. And I'm even, I just feel like I'm just, almost non-existing. I just don't have any energy, nothing interesting, and just all those things that go with that. And I was just wondering if there is something that I can take where I can just feel like, I have a life again.
I think that's a question that so many people have. You're definitely not alone, that's for sure. Well, here's the deal. You definitely still have hormones. I know it feels like you don't. Feel like you're running on empty with the tank, but the reality is you still have hormones. It's about figuring out why the body, and again, well, the natural phase of life with aging, hormones decline, and our energy levels decline, and that sort of thing. So that's pretty normal. But it's figuring out where your body is in the grand scheme, and what levels are low, what levels are still good, and what we can do to help support that. So it's about supporting the body. That's really the right way to put it. And it's figuring out what your body needs. It's different than the next person. So what do you do? Well, a couple of tips. First, you got to figure out which levels are low. Is it estrogen, progesterone, testosterone? Is it your growth hormone levels? That's one that doesn't get checked a lot. And it's the anterior pituitary gland, which is a gland in the brain. It's called the master gland. It controls everything. And as we age, it declines pretty heavily. So you want to get that checked along with your other hormones. Your physician can do that, your doc, and just check out those levels, see where they are. The next step, too, is getting your eating plan in line. Because if your eating habits are not where they need to be, and say, for example, people try to lose weight, so they cut fat out in their diet. And by doing that, what happens is it creates quite an issue by shutting down the hormones, because your body needs fat to make the hormones work properly. So what do? Well, you keep about 33% of healthy fats in your overall diet. I mean, for example, it's almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooking with coconut oil, real butter, grapeseed oil, all those are beneficial. So it's getting enough of that in your diet and realizing that your body needs the fats. And that does play a big role. Exercise is another big one. They know that resistance exercise, doing, it doesn't matter if you do the bands or dumbbells or some kind of even video type exercise like a P90X or Insanity, when you do those kinds of workouts where it involves your entire body, it produces a real strong hormone effect and can help, of course, increase lean body tissue, burn body fat, make you feel better, have more energy, and all that jazz. So that's a piece that you want to look into as well. So making sure that you have everything that you need, getting your lab values checked, knowing what the numbers are, keeping your fat levels where they need to be. That's a starting point. Then you can create a good solid game plan. So it's not just, it's not as simple as go, oh, take, you know, black cohosh and everything will be better and you'll feel great. It's not that easy. And there also could be some brain chemistry issues, like serotonin levels, dopamine levels, they could be off. So getting evaluated, figuring out what the game plan is, and then creating strong lifestyle habits, that's going to be a key. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Give us a call there or go online. That's the website to help get you going. Information there, and of course our team members all around the country there at the website. And if you've got a church or organization that wants help, look at the website. We've got great information to bring programs to you, speaking there to encourage you and empower you and your organization. New stuff coming all around the corner. Now we're going to go over to Tanya. Hey, Tanya.
My urine is real, real strong and a dark yellow. And I drink a lot of water and stuff, but it doesn't seem to be clearing up, and I don't know what's causing it. It also has an odor, a real strong odor to it.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and get your analysis done at your doc's office, your primary care physician's. Only because, I mean, could you be dehydrated? Yes. If you're drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, you're doing good. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're doing 75 ounces of water, that's enough. You're doing a great job. But if it's still really strong and yellow, again, there could be a slight infection there. You could have, if you're taking a bunch of vitamins, then your body could be spilling out a lot of those, and the strong odor could be coming from that. Or you could be not breaking your proteins down very well. That's another strong issue that could be happening. And that's why getting some evaluation done, I would get blood and urine done. Just get it checked out and see. Because at the end of the day, you want to know, and then you can come up with a good, solid game plan to go with that. That's the key. Because urine is, unless it's something pretty radical, it's usually something pretty mild that can be worked with. Your doctor can come up with a quick game plan, or you can come up with a good natural, supportive game plan for that. Researchers discover how flu can gain a foothold in the body. This is kind of new. The flu virus, which everybody gets concerned with at that time of year, succeeds in infecting so many people. A new study of mice offers some different insight. They're saying the flu actually targets cells of the immune system that are best able to disarm the virus. And according to a new study, the first responders, known as the memory B cells, produce antibodies that can bind to the virus and neutralize it. So these cells also reside in the lung, where they can protect against the re-exposure to the virus. Amazing how the body already knows that. Researchers found, though, however, that the flu virus attacks the memory B cells first to disrupt the antibody production. So they go in there and they hammer the B cells, knowing that they're the most important ones. So they said, we can now add to this growing list of ways the flu virus had to establish its infection. Joseph Asher, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research, said in a news release that the memory B cells have a virus-specific receptor that's difficult to isolate. And to address the issue, the researchers attached a fluorescent label to the virus, which allowed it to be followed and tracked. The study author suggested that the infectious process of the flu is probably used by other viruses as well. We can now take highly effective immunological models for a variety of pathogens, Dugan concluded. He said this is actually perfect in modeling a study for memory immune cells. So as seasonal flu comes up, protect those memory B cells strong with vitamin D, and some good research around that. Get your levels checked with your physician.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go to the web, check us out there if you've got information. Or missed something on the show, catch it there. Upcoming TV show information on the site as well. And our lifestyle providers, which are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, information there, they're growing all around the country. Big topic now, which we're seeing more and more, and I get questions and emails about it all the time, is sleep and how to get a good night's sleep. I want to talk about that for just a little. So over the ages, you know, sleep and depression have always proved to kind of go hand in hand. They're a dysfunctional, angry relationship. Depression undoubtedly causes sleep difficulties, whether it means a low-grade insomnia or a typical with some forms of clinical depression. However, sleep interruptions can, in fact, cause depression as well. So sleep deprivation is quite the issue. Getting your Z's is like a chess game. So do I get up? Don't I? I mean, what do you do? And if you got to quiet your mind to get to sleep, meaning that it's always spinning, you know, before you go to bed, there's some tips to do that. And really, the focus on sleep is so key. Because if you're not getting rest, your body can't regenerate the way that it needs to. Hormones can't reset. Immune system can't reset. Your mental clarity is not going to be that great. And so it just throws out a whole cascade of events that is a challenge for you to really live the kind of lifestyle that you want to, for you to really be able to thrive. And that's what it's all about. It's about really being able to thrive, being able to really just have the kind of energy that you want. So what do you do? Well, here's some tips for sleeping and things that you definitely want to avoid if you want to have a good night's sleep. That's what I'm getting into. So staying in bed when you can't sleep, well, despite sometimes the conflicting advice, it's important to leave the bed when you find yourself awake. It is. So if you're laying around 15, 20 minutes, can't go back to sleep, get up. And if you're upset about something, you want to leave the room. And that action sends the message to your brain. There's a separation between a place of rest, which is your bed, and feelings of being awake. Although it seems counterintuitive, it's recommended that you stay out of the room, most sleep experts say, until you feel like you can sleep again. And what happens is you're training your brain on what to do. Watch the clock. Well, some people watching the clock feels like counting sheep, but actually it's the opposite. We're programmed to live by the clock, so allowing it to direct your actions throughout the day is okay, but when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, you need to shut it down. Shut it down, shut the brain down, the whole nine yards. The other one is doing arousing activities in bed. Falling asleep with a laptop in your hand or a phone will keep you awake, but it'll give you bad work nightmares. And also, you don't want to really deal with bringing food and everything else. So really, the bed needs to be left for sleeping and sex. And again, by establishing a connection between your bed and sleeping, you condition your brain and your mind to sleep. Another thing you want to do is try to sleep. If you breathe and eat, there's a time in your life when you've tried your best to nod off and you just couldn't. Well, the primary difference between good sleepers and the bad sleepers is that the latter group tries to sleep, while the first group doesn't have to. And I mean, for me, I know for those of you who don't sleep, you probably don't want to hear this, but when I hit the pillow, I've been this way my whole life, I'm gone. And now, you know, again, probably because I'm working how many hours a day? Many. Like any other person out there. But when I hit my head hits the pillow, it's over. I mean, and it's done. I mean, within minutes, gone. So here's some tips. I mean, for me, it's never been an issue, but I can tell you this. I've also exercised and probably haven't missed a day of exercise. Matter of fact, I know I haven't. I haven't missed a day of exercise in over 25 years. So that's been a normal part of my routine. So I would really encourage you to get into a good exercise routine, because even if you don't eat the best during the days, or if your stress is way up there and you've got a lot riding on you, weighing on you, that makes a difference. Okay, so here's some tips. Go to bed at a normal time. Keep your schedule regular as possible. Don't go to bed at 10 one night, 1 the next night, 11. Don't do that. And don't linger in bed when your alarm goes off in the morning. Get up. Put your feet on the floor and make it happen. Don't lay around in bed. Don't nap and don't stay in bed when you can't sleep. Challenge these catastrophic thoughts or stressful thoughts that you get with true statements. So challenge them. Like, it's okay to be awake, it'll pass. Or I've survived it before, or I can be at peace while awake during the night. Got to tell yourself, talk to your subconscious mind. Sounds crazy, but it works, believe it or not. You've got two aspects to the brain, don't forget. And you got to make sure you take care of that subconscious mind. So it's best to keep in mind, there was a study in the 80s where a group of subjects were told to think about anything but a white bear. The results, they all thought about a white bear. So even though the tips can help, make sure you follow it to a T. It is so critical when it comes to your health and your sleep. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, go to our website. Going to Dan now. Hi, Dan. 888-283-7272. We lost Dan. Now, here's the deal. We got Katie in an email. She says this. She says, when it comes to low energy, what do I do? Well, you're struggling with low energy, and mostly, you didn't say morning or evening, so I'm going to hit it at both sides. If you got low energy in the morning, usually it's thyroid and adrenal. If you get it in the evening, mostly adrenal glands. So what do you do? Well, supporting the thyroid, get some blood work done so you know what levels to do. And if the doctor wants to do medicine, great. Think about that. Also, look at iodine and get some testing done to see if your levels are in a certain way. For the adrenals, getting rest and getting to bed before midnight is a big key. Increasing your water intake, staying hydrated, and increasing your exercise to at least 5 days a week and supporting with B5 and vitamin C. That's an old school way that really helps.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140 mile per hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com, where we can help you live and create the kind of lifestyle that you deserve. So you can feel better and go to the next level. That's what this show is all about. And also, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, just check out the web. They say now you can slim down by slowing down your eating speed. So if you inhale, scarf it or wolf it down. You ever heard about that? Even when you're on a weight loss type plan. If you're wondering about that, Molly G., who's a registered dietitian, she's at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, she said your eating speed is important. So too fast means that you overeat. Olympic speed eaters will usually eat until they feel full. It says, but the culinary athletes, but rather with humor, the average Joe and Jane that shovel in the food every night, it takes about 20 minutes for your signal to go off in your brain that you're actually full. So if you sit there and just literally just hammer food, you could be taking in twice the calories that your body even needs. And if you get in that window, if you wait past the window, then your brain will shut it down and you won't even need it. So in other words, it takes time to get your stomach to talk to your brain. There's that window. And speed eaters are taking too much too fast before the message can get received. And that's where all these extra calories start coming in. So your basic goal is try not to be the first person to finish at the table. That's a good way to go, G says. Now your eating speed, you want to choose slowly for comfort and control. Your eating habits, and your digestion begin with good chewing habits. So chewing your food is the first step to digestion. Skipping this step makes it harder for the proper digestion. You want to take your time to chew. Not only slows your eating speed, but can also help you feel better after a meal. Many patients will say how surprised they are, she says, after they have less heartburn when they chew more and slow it down. So the antacids get cut down. Interesting. Also, chewing slowly allows you to better enjoy your food, she says. It tastes to benefit of people who are trying to appreciate the value. What do you do? Fast, slow, or moderate? Dinner isn't a speed race, but you might wonder where your eating speed rates are in comparison to friends and family. You want to clock yourself somewhere between moderate eaters. Your eating speed, you want to enjoy what you eat. Another benefit of chewing slowly is that food tastes better. And so we eat higher taste ratings at a slower rate. Dietitian Kathleen Melanson, she's assistant professor of nutrition and food at the University of Rhode Island, says, and how many calories consumed is relative. It's about how slow or how fast or how moderate the time you take to chew the food. And conventionally, slow eating has been represented in just taking more time to eat. So she says, obviously, calories matter, and your time of eating can make a difference of that because of what it does to the brain. So here's some tips to slow it down when you're at the table. It can really help. Take smaller bites. That's obviously a big one. Number two, take each bite, chew it 20 times. Savor the food as you chew. Swallow before taking the next bite. And pause between bites to take a sip of a no-calorie beverage if you like. Between bites, be aware of how hunger is being taken care of. So you got to focus on the eating. Sounds like a lot of thought to me. I say just slow it down. So for people who have a limited eat-lunch schedule, whether it's at work or school, Melanson suggests that you eat the main part of your meal slowly and keep additional food items, such as apple, to be eaten later if you have time. She recommends setting the fork and spoon down between bites, assign chopsticks to the really difficult cases, and trying these methods, you may steal a little bit from time, but you also lose weight. It's a good trade-off. That it is. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website if you need someone to speak at your local church or organization too. Our live events are wide open coming up this year. We're scheduling for the next year, and I'd love to make your organization a part of that. Just go to the website and you'll see our speaking section there. You can get in touch with us that way. Going to the phones to talk to Bradley. Hi, Bradley.
I've got a health condition. I am 29 years old, but have a very low testosterone level. I just had an MRI done today. I haven't gotten the results of it back yet. They're looking for a mass on my pituitary, and I'm hoping that I get good news and that it ends up not being a mass on my pituitary, and I was just wondering if it's not that, what else it could be. I went through a complete physical, have been to an endocrinologist specialist, and he's the one who gave me the complete physical, but would like to know if it's not a mass on my pituitary, what other root cause could be behind that?
Well, there could be several, and I think that's why the testing is so important. I mean, you look at the different hormone levels, dietary measures could be a big one. I'll tell you a big root cause, believe it or not, is low dopamine levels. It's one of the brain chemicals, and when dopamine gets low, it starts affecting the other hormones. And we call it the feel-good hormone or the feel-good neurochemical or brain chemical, and it does. It makes us feel good, keeps us sharp, keeps the brain in more of a kind of a joy state. And that's why people love eating chocolate, because it raises dopamine. It gives you that high. It's not the sugar really so much. It's more of the actual chocolate itself that makes you feel good. So it's getting that and figuring out, okay, what's the real root cause? That's why I love the testing, because there's so much you can find in testing that gives you the real reasons and shows you the root cause of what's actually happening. So looking at that on a regular basis can be helpful. And I think getting the testing done is going to be quite helpful, because otherwise you're shooting in the dark, right? I mean, you could take supplements, you can change your eating habits. I don't like doing anything unless you know the rabbit trail that you're going down. But I can tell you this, there's some basics as far as a lifestyle perspective that you want to look at. And I mean, everything from eating a certain way to getting the exercise in that you need, drinking plenty of water, getting the rest that you need, stress management, like all those little details, believe it or not, they sound so basic, but they lay the foundation for everything that you're going through. And whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with in your health, those are really the core and can help you build the kind of game plan that you want for your life. So finding out the, you know, again, getting the data, understanding what that is, and then being able to construct a good game plan from that is where you want to go. Okay? Keep me posted on that. 888-283-7272. Check out the web. So the information from the show is there on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media. Join us there. We'd love to have you. Follow us and stay up to speed on all that's going on. Six hypertension risk factors. I want to talk about that a little bit. Heart disease is still one of our big tough ones, and prevention treatment is a big key. But on the prevention side, here's some really strong risk factors. Number one is about who you are. Of course, heredity plays a role. Genetics have a decent level. I say about 10 to 15%, but knowing if you've got a family history is a big one. Next one is your eating habits, all right? So the bags of chips and the fries and the pizza, all the processed foods, saturated fats, they're going to play a big role. The diet high in sodium, yeah, you're looking at hypertension on a regular basis. You can do it in your early days. You start cracking that age of 40, you've hit that mark, and you start heading down that slope, you got to be really, really cautious. So how much you weigh is another big one as well. Excess body weight is hard on your heart and blood vessels. So look at your BMI. If it's 25 or higher, you're considered to be overweight and have a greater hypertension risk. Also has strong plaque buildup in Alzheimer's. So the arterial stiffness, they say, is the driving force behind hypertension's effects on the brain. Timothy Hughes, who's a researcher at Wake Forest School of Medicine, says that current antihypertensive treatments target lowering blood pressure, but they have little or no effect on the reversing arterial stiffness. Researchers added that noting this link between heart and the head could help develop better Alzheimer's prevention methods in the future. I was just over at Wake Forest the other day. Powerful researching facility they have there. It really is becoming one of the premier research facilities in the country and exciting area of the country it's in. I love North Carolina. Big fan. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go online talking about Alzheimer's. Look 10 times over at what just taking a handful of almonds or walnuts every single day can do for brain chemistry. The results are amazing, and your omega-3 fats are fish oils, cod liver oil, one of my favorites, are very protective. Watch out for aluminum. Make sure you get that out of your diet. It's not in the antiperspirants and whatnot that you use. Toxins out of the environment, they can affect it as well. Got to keep the brain strong and healthy. More Healthy Talk Radio.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show for your health. It's your greatest work. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is. Realize that the body can get sick. It can also get well. Going to the phones to talk to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, I'm calling from the Virgin Islands. I just want to know about severe prickly heat. I mean, I'm used to it, but this time I can't get rid of it. It's driving me nuts. It's humid. It's very, very hot.
The prickly heat. Well, there's several things you can do. You know, depending, you've got to look at several factors. I would get some, of course, some testing done with your primary care. I think that's important. Really is. It's a critical aspect of it because, you know, one of the things you want to make sure that you're looking at is at the end of the day, really, you want to make sure that there's no neuropathy, that there's no nutritional deficiencies that are being affected. I mean, all that matters. So until you get that looked at, and you make sure that there's no, you know, just neurological components, that's where you want to start. Because if there's vitamin and mineral deficiencies, you can get some lab work done, testing, you can do certain dietary measures to lower the inflammation, support the body, and get a good dietitian to kind of walk with you in that process. And that's what I think would be a good option. But you got to get a good team member around you first. The prickly heat, I mean, it could be so many different things. That's why you want to make sure that you get it looked at. And have a good, solid game plan. Okay? 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Or you can go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, there's so many ways for the body to get well. It's all about coming up with the right kind of game plan for you and your body. All right. Many parents now, they're saying, are concerned about the football brain injury risk. Okay, so 1 in 3 American parents say there's a strong link between football-related concussions and long-term brain injury. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, played for the Jaguars. And, of course, they're getting a lot of the guys that have been out for a little while are getting tested, you know, to see if there has been any damage. And believe it or not, what I'm finding through that relationship is that a lot of the guys are not. So that's good news. A lot of the guys that have been through School of Hard Knocks, if you will, are actually holding up pretty well. So, anyway, interesting to see that whole process. But, of course, it's been on the news. 39% said they reported such risk hasn't changed the level of concern for the game for these parents. But they said it's a dilemma. It's a tough decision for a parent to make. The good news is that there's real information out there and they're able to make good informed decisions when, you know, the information wasn't there years ago. It was just like, well, let's play football and okay, let's do it. So it's one of those deals where, you know, obviously the parents have to watch out for their kids. I mean, of course I would too, but you want to make sure that your children are excited about following what they want to do as far as what their life is. And if they love football, I just don't know if it's a good idea to hold them back. Put them in a different position. Onions are food for the day. Great benefits from onions. I love them. Of course, your breath smells terrible, but they taste great. And they've got so many good benefits. They're antibiotic. They've got antiseptic, antimicrobial components. They're rich in sulfur, which is really good for your connective tissue and your joints. And loaded with fiber, potassium, vitamin B, vitamin C. They're low in fat, cholesterol, and sodium. So it's an immediate cure, they say, for fever, common cold, cough, sore throat, allergies, and et cetera. You mix onion juice with honey, and it can really do a number on a lot of these issues. It's an old-school remedy that they say. Small piece of onion can work against side effects of fever as well. Put it on the forehead. A small piece of onion, when inhaled, can stop or slow down bleeding through the nose. Onions a day can cure, or they say cure. That's a strong word, but they can help with insomnia or sleep disorders. It will surely give you a good night's sleep. Onions can also improve the digestive system. If you have a digestive issue, onions can help support it by increasing the release of the digestive juices. So if you ever had a bee bite, believe it or not, onion juice can help with the skin where it's been affected. So a lot of great, and that's why food, so many medicinal properties in our food supply. It's amazing. You can also protect yourself with osteoporosis and atherosclerosis by consuming onions daily. Onions can increase insulin in the body and also can support diabetes by controlling the blood sugar levels. The bad cholesterol, too, and of course, is real rough on the heart issues, but onions can support the LDLs, lowering the LDL cholesterol. Those are the bad guys. Inflammation from arthritis in the joints, well, yeah, it helps with that, too. And they're also used to remove the dark patches or pigments on your face if you use onion and turmeric juice in that area together. That's interesting. So those little age spots, onion juice and turmeric juice. Onion juice can also help with a lot of the ear and eye issues, especially with infants. Just talk to your pediatrician about that. Also, with toothaches and tooth decay, and for types of moles, it can be very, very helpful. Onion juice on the hair can get rid of lice and hair falling out. And also, remember, onions are loaded with water, protein, fats, starches, minerals, calcium, and multitude of vitamins. They even say now that they can prevent cancers. They work against head, neck, and colon cancers. So, again, a lot of great benefits from onions. Foods can be our best medicine in so many different ways. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer and engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of our great team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
Is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.